Hello. Can you guys hear?
Yep. Well, when you guys looked at the film, Sean, what did you guys see today?
Well, first off, I thought some of the main things we had talked about as goals we accomplished, I thought we did a good job overall versus the running game. I thought our guys inside played well, defensive tackles. There were a few big plays given up. We misfit the long run early on. I thought offensively, Drew played well. I thought the ball was out a little too often for my liking, but we made enough plays in the passing game. The early points we mentioned yesterday we thought were significant. I thought the kicking game, we were outstanding, barring the last kickoff return by Chicago, but we changed field position. Thomas had one of his better games. So there's some encouraging things on the film, and yet we're kind of going through some of the things that we have to improve on.
Sean, what do you think of how Vaccaro played?
Thought he was very, very good. Got a game ball. He probably one of his better games. Extremely active. Had a lot of production.
Hey, Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
With Delvin Bro obviously still on track, what are some of the challenges of trying to work him back into the lineup since he is eligible to return to the active roster this week?
Well, I think like anything else, it's kind of happening with Willie Snead. It's just getting the physical, the cardio, all the football playing elements up to speed. I don't think he just flipped the switch and then bang, So I think the same thing's taking place right now with Willie. You know, he got several snaps yesterday, not as many as probably we would have liked. And yet, he's someone that we're going to need down the stretch. I think that same process will take place with Delvin.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, it's Brett here. I wanted to clarify one thing from yesterday. It sounded like you didn't think it was maybe worth emphasizing some of the things that are out of the team's control that may have influenced your success. But when you kind of talk to the players about their perspective of how they played recently, do you mention any of those things, such as not having to play Rodgers 2 weeks ago, or the overturn call in your favor yesterday, stuff like that?
No, I think I don't. I think our league each week is made up of breaks, and made up of times where so we can't control the quarterback a week ago. And look, quite honestly, I thought they missed some calls yesterday. But I think the key thing is understanding, the true enemy or the true obstacles in front of you and how to overcome them, as opposed to paying attention to the things you can't control. And I think that our message with this team, it's young. There's a lot of things we're doing well, and yet there's a number of things that we're not doing as well. And I do believe when we play in a bigger game against a better team, those can catch up with you. And so we're still chasing a perfect four quarters of football, as opposed to a good half, at Carolina, or a good half at Green Bay. Or does that make sense?
Yeah.
We're still working hard on improving some of these things that we have to get cleaned up. And so I think each week they understand that, and they understand the challenge ahead. And it's a week to week sprint here, and we really feel like we have to win this work week, versus Tampa Bay, and have the good Wednesday and Thursday, Friday practice sessions, and that's part of it.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean, are you seeing a maturing process from this team in that they're finding different ways to win? It doesn't have to be a singular way.
Well, I think it's been different, and that's been encouraging. Man, defensively, we came up with some key stops in some tough situations, short field turnover, short field kick return, and they responded, and that's been outstanding.
Sean, Kim's talked a lot about, you know, chasing perfection. And I mean, I feel like you've, you know, talked about demonstrated ability and things like that. And when the defense, you know, is playing as well as it is, I mean, how much can just the confidence from that demonstrated ability, you know, spur them to keep this going or play even better?
Yeah, absolutely it can. And look, otherwise, you know, any defense that becomes very good, extremely good, and begins to feed off their past successes does so because they gain confidence and they know they can repeat it again. And I think that that's been extremely encouraging, and to their credit, to our credit, to the players that are out on the field, that's been a change, and that's been something that you know, we're going to need to continue to do.
Coach, with Justin Hardy, obviously a guy you converted from wide receiver to defensive back, how pleased are you with his performances so far on special teams?
They've been good. Yesterday was a real good day for him. You know, obviously in our punt coverage, he wins outside, makes a key stop, and I think that, you know, he's got a little grit and attitude to him. He can run. He's tough. We saw that on his preseason film. And I've been encouraged that he's become a core player for us.
Sean, have you gotten a chance to talk to Mr. Benson and see how he's doing?
I have not yet. We just played phone tag here, but I'm sure here in the next 24 hours we'll know. All right, thanks, guys.